Blog Talk Radio.
Rev to Chaver Shelly. Yes, Chaverim. Here, Tuesday podcast. So here with the third day of the Shavua. Here for this 41st sabbatical study known as Pi Nachas, Fai Nachas. Mouth, brazen mouth. Here we have Phineas right here. In the Hebrew, or coming from the Hebrew, sometimes you'll see it as P-I-N-C-H-A-S, that's pinches. And right here for the Tuesday podcast, here on the ear and the iris. And this is
I'm going to testify.
Yes, I testify. So here, we have a tune that just came up before I and I. So for Phineas. Right, or Pinchas, Phineas right here. What? Again, Pinchas.
Guide me, O Jah, when evil man has set them trap, no let me fall in at the own, no. Guide me, O Jah, to vanity, no getting greedy, many will sell them gold, yeah. Guide me, O Jah, as I go, take full control. Oh, when the evil man has seen gold, so make them see me, guide me underneath you, Holy Trinity. Guide my steps far away from iniquity, this life of mine is yours. Away from pagans and demons and sinking sand, let us pray now. Guide me, O Jah, as I travel through the earth and while I try to reach my goal. Guide me, O Jah, when evil man has set them trap, no let me fall in at the own. Guide me, O Jah, to vanity, no getting greedy, many will sell them gold, yeah. Guide me, O Jah, as I go to full control.
That walketh not into the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, or standeth in the ways of the sinner, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful one. But his delight is in the light of the Lord, and which he meditates day and night. Travel through the earth and as I try to reach my goal. Guide me, O Jah, when evil man has set them trap, don't let me fall in at the own, no. Guide me, O Jah, to vanity, no getting greedy, I sin of man, sell them strong, yeah. Guide me, O Jah, as I go, take full control, yeah.
testify what Jah has done for I.
And I. Yeah, what interesting and weird and strange days and times, you know, that we be trodden through. So that was Pinchers right there. Pinchers, looking at Pinchers in the, you know, the English reminds I now the name of this namesake here for this Torah reading and feeding here, the 41st, right, which is known as Phineas, Phinehas. So that right there was the guide me on Jah. Let's rise up the chant right here for the third day of the Shavuah here, known as the Tuesday. We have Psalm 82.
Evening Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev
Elohim
yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Yes. A Rhema tune right here for the T to T. When we bring forward that Psalm 82, corrupt judges arraigned, reminding us about true judgment and our responsibility. And seeing Phineas becomes a good example right here, this 41st degree of our sabbatical study, but right here, before riding up into more of a reasonment here, because it's a continual kind of narrative. There's some very, very interesting points right here that we think have an application, you know, in the wisdom and the principle over personality, from the phi cycle to the metaphi cycle. But here, as a Rhema tune, a right now tune for the evening psalm, Psalm 82, the rights of the poor. Yes, sir.
They tried to destroy Mama.
The world, nor the things of the world, and the love of the Father is not in the eye, and the eye is not a good disciple. You know, right there, love not the world, nor the things in the world. The Master, Rabbeinu Yeshua, said, I pray not for the world, but for I and I, you know, for I and I people. So, question here, do we black people, or more better, we black Israel, do we have the right to defend ourselves? Of course, the answer should be yes, so we need to express that right there. But here, with this Torah reading and feeding, here in the season, also here on the Tuesday podcast, we have the evening psalm. And the evening psalm, we're going to segue right here because we're going to share this audio here about good, what it was called, the audio is called Good versus Evil, and it's speaking about the black gun rights, you know what I'm saying? Black gun rights, the right to, let's say the sword, right? The sword has a twofold significance, of course, in the scripture. Right? We have the sword, which is the actual sword, and then we have the word of Jehovah, that's the sword of Jehovah. Call Yisrael Aravim Zebazeh. All Yisrael is responsible, one for another, right? Iron sharpened iron, you know, each one teach one. Yes? So here, let's touch on the evening psalm here for this third day, that's known as Tuesday, among the Gentiles, because the theme, Chabarim, corrupt judges, right, are arraigned, corrupt judges. This psalm speaks about corrupt judges when it says, I've said all of you, right, are gods, are Elohim. It's administration of justice, right? Firstly, at home amongst I and I selves, and then with all other peoples, all other nations, because of that covenant, that responsibility. To whom more is given, more is required. Here. Psalm 82. The evening psalm here.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Bevet, Mizmor La Sabor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judges among the gods.
Bekerem Elohim Yishod.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations,
So here, in the resurrection, rise and shine, yes, sigh, let's manifest your glory. So here, the evening psalm 82, as the Chabarim and the Talmudim, the disciples, should be familiar with the true context of the psalm, as well as the true context of the Hebrew word Elohim that is utilized in the psalm to refer to the God and the gods. Now, that all has to do with the proper dividing or explaining of the word Torah and scriptures, right, concerning the judges. Psalm 82, Mizmor Pei Beit, Psalm LXXXII. The theme is corrupt judges. So there's a lot of different, as we mentioned often when we touch on the psalm, something Elohim is talking about, angels or the tutelary gods, the heathen people, or, you know, some kind of idea of a divine council or something like that. But the true Hebraic, the true Hebrew, according to the scripture, the true context of the scripture, right, the Elohim is referring to the judges, the Shoftim of Yisrael. Right? It's speaking to, firstly, foremostly, to Israel. This is not applied to any other nation, unless that nation, in some wise, is in the same covenant perspective, the covenant of Yisrael. This is why we point out that Amos 9 and 7, are you not as the children of Ethiopia and me, or children of Yisrael? Right? So here, the Elohim are the judges. Exodus, just for the disciples and ones to follow up on. Exodus chapter 21 and 6. Exodus chapter 22 and 7, verse 8 and verse 27. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. The Elohim and the Shoftim, the judges of Yisrael connection. Right? The word occurs, the word Elohim, it occurs in a judicial connection. In fact, there's a twofold Hebrew use of the term Elohim. Firstly and foremostly, it is the title of Yahweh, of He Who Be, We Be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. It's the title, the creator, of the creator, right? As well as the judge, the supreme judge. So in the creator sense, in the Hebrew scriptures, in the beginning, the creation, Elohim. The powers, right? The powers in the singularity of He Who Be, Who He Be, right? And also the judicial connection. As we read the Torah, as we study the Torah, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, once again, Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, 8, and 27. And the important thing is, right, to get beyond just the web page of the scripture, and to get to the source code. The source code is getting to the Hebrew, so getting to the source code, right, as we teach, getting to the source code, that's getting to the Hebrew. And getting to the Hebrew and the source code, that's when we can see the true connection. As long as ones and ones are dabbling just with the KJV and their own ideas and ideology, of course, people can translate it any way they want to translate it, but it's not applicable to the true context, right, to the true context. So firstly, foremost, in today's, the evening psalm, Psalm 82, the term Elohim refers to supreme judge. So the term Elohim, in the creator sense, the powers of creation, right, the power of powers, the nature of natures, Elohim, the creator sense, as in the beginning, and also the supreme judge sense. So in today's the evening psalm, Psalm 82, it calls for the administrators of justice in Yisrael, known as the judges or the Shoftim, to account for failing to discharge their office equitably. So the judges are called the Elohim. Studying the scripture, the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Shemot, the names, the Sefer Shemot, Yetziata Mitzrayi, the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, 8, and verse 27. So it's the English. You can look at the English, but pay attention to studying the Hebrew. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. The word Elohim occurring in its judicial connection. And based on the principle from HaTorah, the scriptures, that we find in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Devarim, the word or the repetition of the law, right? Known as Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, where it says, the judgment is Elohim. Therefore, the men of Yisrael, the judges, the Shoftim, who administer justice, they are considered to be his agents, his representatives. Therefore, they are to exercise a Elohim function. They exercise on this earthly plane the Elohim function. And therefore, as such, have his name as well as his title, his name, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, as well as his title, Ha Elohim, the Elohim, attached to them. This is the context of the evening psalm, right, the standing psalm for the third day. So when we go through the regular psalms, the evening psalms, along with the daily psalms, they change, right, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews. But the evening psalms are standing psalms. So in going over these psalms, you know, from Shavuot to Shavuot, the thought comes out, well, why did the sages and the elders choose these particular psalms? Why did they choose these psalms? Are they supposed to teach us something? Are they supposed to remind us of something? And what this psalm reminds us is reminds us of justice. Of justice and judgment, right? As we mentioned, there's the phrase called Yisrael, Aravim, Zebazeh, all Yisrael, all of Israel. Aravim, Zebazeh, is responsible one for another. It's like in the beginning we hear of Cain, of Cain, after he had murdered, right? Murderer, after he murdered his brother. When he's confronted by the judge of judges, one of the first things he says, am I my brother's keeper? Is he his brother's keeper? Thus the principle for I and I in the covenant is that all of I and I is responsible one for another. Love your brother and your sister as you love yourself. But there, even there, in that word that comes from HaTorah, even in that command, that positive command, you shall love, do love, even there is the solution of why there's not more love or there's a lack of love. If someone says, well, love so-and-so like you love yourself, and that person who you're saying to love another person as they love themselves, suppose they don't love themselves. And therefore, because they don't love themselves, they cannot really express love for another. In other words, if somebody asks me, hey, can you lend me $1 million? I might want to. I would like to. If I had it, I might say, yeah, I would lend them that. But could I really lend them $1 million if I only have maybe $10,000? You see what I'm saying? If they ask for something maybe less than $10,000, which I have, I can. But if they ask me for more than I have, how can I give them more than I have? This is why it says that charity, that love begins at home, right, and spread abroad. It seems like many of us as lost found are more concerned about the world, what happens in the world, right, than we are about what really happens amongst I and I, especially over here in the diaspora, right? So all of Yisrael, all of the Beta Israel, I and I, is responsible one for another. Call Beta Yisrael, Arabim Ze Ba Ze. Now, here, the evening song, we can go through it a little bit more, but, you know, need we? Yeah, let's just go through a little bit of this right here, because this is still a point when people read, they say, oh, the Bible said we're gods, well, all of us are gods, and they're going after strange other gods, Elohim Acharim, of other nations and other peoples and so forth and so on. That has nothing to do with what the psalm is saying. The psalm is strictly speaking to those who have been called out, even from the other nations, and have come into a covenant, right, with Yahweh. Hey, we're speaking about the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. We're speaking about I and I. So Elohim, in Psalm 82, he indicts those who carry his title as Elohim, speaking of the Shoftim, the judges of Yisrael. Respect persons. What does it say? What does the psalm say? Elohim stands in the congregation of El. He judges, right? He judges among the gods, or from the Hebrew perspective, understanding the precepts, he judges, right? In the midst of the judges, he judges. Now, literally, directly in the Hebrew, Bikarev Elohim Yishpot, right? Bikarev, in the midst, Elohim, in the midst of Elohim, right? Yishpot. Now, how in the midst of Elohim he judges? Here, it's using in the secondary sense, right? In the secondary sense, right? He is judging those judges, right? He is judging those judges. Why is he judging those judges? For failing to administer, right, from failing, from that failure to administer their duty, right, to failure. So really, it's us looking at, the blame is on us, firstly and foremostly, right, instead of trying to make blame the Gentiles, blame whitey, blame this one. We first need to take responsibility. The psalm here doesn't speak to the other nations, it's speaking to us, saying, how long will we judge unjustly amongst ourselves and respect the persons of the wicked, the ratchet, amongst ourselves? John's indictment of I and I partiality and his indictment of partiality. I'm saying I and I because it's speaking to us, right? And remember what we said, called Beit Yisrael, right? Arabim, Zeh Bazeh, all of the house of Yisrael is responsible one for another, right? So if we are the Beit Israel over here in the west, we are responsible for those in the south, in the east, and in the north. We are all responsible one for another. So this word is for all of us. How long will we judge unjustly? How long will we respect the person of the wicked? See, when we read the psalm in the ye, we tend to think ye is talking to somebody else, and the ye is talking to we. We have to take it, even if we are not those who are judging unjustly, even if we are not those respecting the person of the wicked, we have to recognize the context here. Respect the persons. What does this mean? Contravening and countermanding the basic command, the countermanding. You know what a counterman is? If the commander, if the captain, if the supreme commander says go forth, and you say, no, I'm going to tell the soldiers to go back, that's a countermand. You go against the command. If there's a basic rule and you go against that basic rule, you're contravening. Basically, you're perverting. According to the language of the scripture, you're perverting the course of justice. And that is a chet. That's a sin. That's a ukri. That's fukri. So they're respecting persons. Literally in the Hebrew, it's like respecting the face of people, respecting their face, you know, respecting their presence. They contravene the basic rule. What's the basic rule? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. And here we had the second to last Torah reading and feeding in the third book of Moshe, the heart of HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction. We're in the book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the book, the cipher, and he called, because many are called, few choose, right? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, it says, thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, not to favor the poor, because we say, you know how the rich are, like to make like all the poor are righteous because they have to be poor, and therefore all those who have wealth or whatnot or can be considered rich or whatever are rich because they are evildoers. See that right there is contravening basic justice. So when you go march against the heathen, against the Babylonians, saying no justice, no peace, well, you're saying that you are not just and you're not about your peace. But he says to I and I and we, for justice and for peace, thou shalt not respect, have a partiality to the face, to people's faces, to the person, the face of the poor, nor favor, right, undo favoritism, which is also partiality to the person, the face of the mighty, because they're standing in position, right? So not to favor one or the other. This is a double-edged sword, right, that the scripture talks about. So in judgment, right, both the poor and the mighty and the rich are equal before the eyes of Jehovah and before the eyes of his law. And therefore the Shoftim, the judges, the Elohim, those who have his name, right? His name, even the new name, precious name, should recognize, as Rastaman, the elders used to say, right? You know, non-partial, right? It's supposed to be non-partial, right? Non-partial, whether black or white, whether rich or poor. But in this context, whether rich or poor, not to respect the poor because they're poor, and you say, well, I'm poor too, so it must be because, see, that's perversion. That's perversion. That's being a pervert in the real sense of Jah law, right? Because, you know, we say pervert, people think of sexual stuff, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. Well, yeah, it applies there, but first and foremostly, right, those verses that talk about the sexual things that Jah says don't do are fairly minor in comparison to the other areas of people activity, the basic areas. Most of the Torah is also speaking about how we are to be righteous in our financial and economic basic dealings with one another. Right? People always like to spiritualize it, spookize it, you know, make it some so-called pseudo-spiritual or religious kind of a thing instead of looking at its basic, the basic application. They're looking for something strange and extraordinary, right, when they're not looking at the practical applications. Not to respect, show favoritism to a poor person because they're poor, and not to favor a rich person or a person of standing or a mighty person because they are mighty. When it comes down to justice, right, and Jah law, they are both equal before the law. We are supposed to hear the case without partiality. But in righteousness, the word in Leviticus 19:15 goes on, in righteousness, let me say in Jah's righteousness, because see what happens, people introduce self and then become self-righteousness. It doesn't say, but in self-righteousness shalt thou judge your neighbor. That's how it's fallen to. That's why Israel's fallen. That's why the end of the psalm says what it says right here. Nevertheless, you all shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. The good news is the final verse. Arise, O Elohim, judge the earth. Let us rise to the responsibility of our calling. For thou shalt possess all nations, because the whole peace and stability of all nations, all other nations, it depends upon I. And once lost, now found, even here in the diaspora, even in this Western Gentile region. Now, the scales of justice must be held evenly, without bias in favor of the poor, from a feeling, right? From a feeling. That's what it says, but in righteousness shall thou judge thy neighbor. It does not say, like many people malpractice it, in self-righteousness. No, in righteousness. So the scales of justice must be held evenly without bias in favor of the poor, from a feeling that the verdict against the richer party to the suit would not inconvenience him, and certainly without partiality to the man of influence, the man of might. Because the man of might, you know, it doesn't mean he has had more money, but he has a standing. He may have an extraordinary or honorable forefather or ancestor that did wonderful things, but he may be as ratchet can be, right? Therefore, without partiality, he must be judged, right? And certainly without a partiality to the man of influence from a fear, right? So partiality often to the man of wealth or influence or prominence or position in society or community is from false evidence appearing real, phobias, right, and mental disorders, right, false evidence appearing real of the consequences to the judge, right, and to the judges, right, or as a result, worse even yet, as a result of bribery, you know. And then as you can read the psalm for yourself, even in the basic translation, with the true context that when it's speaking about the Elohim, it's speaking about the judges of Yisrael. It's speaking about Israel overall, I, but it's speaking about the judges. So speaking about both the domestic situations amongst I, right, and how we conduct, you know, us. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, as a little Rhema tune here, you hear we play this tune elsewhere. We play this one again right here because it really brings out the right now sense, right, within a chant, rise of the chant, roots, reggae music, the king's music, Rai Shiloh, rights of the poor.
They're here for the Tuesday podcast. And also that links with Phineas, how Phineas, he rose up. He rose up to the judgment.
Yeah.
abomination out of the Israelite camp. Yes, I am. Remember Cora?
Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Listen to one of the messages speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Listen to one of the messages speaking.
Beta Israel versus the world. Flesh and satanic sakura.
Oh yeah.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Where the guilty must be exposed.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Yes, 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 yes. Into the fulfillment of Psalm 82, the evening psalm. Here we have rise to the occasion. Sizzla, Kalanji, here, here, here. All rise.
Rise to the occasion, look at yourself and say you're strong. No one can stop you, Rise to the occasion, go ahead, you know you're strong. No one can stop you.
It's for you to make the best in life. That you got the chance, get a first step towards your goal, it's alright.
Fulfill your needs and the wants.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get a first step towards your goal, it's alright.
Yeah, yeah. Some people read and meditate. Others move scant to you. Some people are conscious about life. Others are still panting, yo. Some people like strong drink, cold like champagne and brandy, yo. Babies love ice cream and cake and candy, yo. I love herbs and girls, fruit, roots and mashanti, yo. Girls love clothes and shoes, going to school, brand new and a mean spanking, yo. Yes, we all need education because that's the damn thing, yo. All things fade, leaving it standing.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get a first step towards your goal, it's alright.
Fulfill your needs and the wants.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get a first step towards your goal, it's alright.
Fulfill your needs and wants. You've got the clearance, that's the reference. Perseverance for the utmost best should be your preference. Tears of dread and silence is your evidence. Help those afar off, see those in your residence. Whoa, girls getting sentiments. Look at it with a clear conscience.
It's for you to make your best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get a first step towards your goal, it's alright. Fulfill your needs and wants. It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get a first step towards your goal, it's alright.
People try to tell me this is just to make a living. Thanks the praise to the King, ever living thanksgiving, yo. Need no distractions, stay focused because it now begins. Got to achieve your goals, I'm the soul vivid. No pride, no killing, no confusion. Life is so real, no time for disillusion. Just like mom would say, love is that solution. Keep making music, cause I'm a musician.
It's for you to make the best in the life.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked, and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Yes. So here at the 41st degree, so Phineas, touch on Phineas. Phineas showed that he served, right, Hashem. What's interesting about Phineas is his name, right? There's an enigma. There's a two sides of the coin to his name, and we talk about the Hebrew two truths, right? The two truths of the Hebrew. So we have Phineas. Phineas is first mentioned here in HaTorah. Phineas, who this Sabbath, 41st sabbatical, is named after for Shabbat, Phineas. Phineas here is mentioned in Exodus chapter 6, verse 25. Phineas, which basic meaning is mouth, the mouth, Nahash from the Nahash. We have Nahash, interesting, Nahash is brass, and then by permutation of vowel sound in the Hebrew, we have Nahash, a serpent, also divination, and we have Nahash. So one ends with a sheen in Hebrew, and one ends with a samek. Samek has a basic S sound, and the sheen has the syllabated the sh. Now, Phineas, who was Phineas? His name, according to the Hebrew, for the disciples that will do due diligence, is the H6372, even here for this 41st sabbatical study, Shabbat Shalom, Phineas. Phineas. He was the son of Eleazar, the grandson of Aharon. Now, his zealousness, his zeal, remember we saw in Hebrew two truths, right? The two truths. One might say the physical and the metaphysical. One might say the outer and the inner, you know, type, the aspect, the two aspects. Even a use of a word depends on the context of it. Right. So we have zealousness here, and we look at the Hebrew, the word zealous, right? The kana, right? The kana, yeah. The kana sense, right? And the ah sense also can mean jealous. It depends on, I guess, the translation. But if we look at those two words, zeal can be looked at in generally a good sense, often, and jealous is often seen in a bad sense, especially in this latter-day Gentile time in this English and, you know, how words are used. But here, the very same word is one and the same from the Hebrew perspective, right? So it's not so much just the letter of the law of HaTorah, but it's the spirit of it. So here we can see that this was, you know, Phineas didn't rise up. He's like, oh, that's my woman. I like that woman, and I'm going to kill you because of... No, it was that zeal for Yahweh, right? Recognizing the situation at Shittim, already the situation that the B'nai Yisrael and the Beit Yisrael, the sons of Israel and the whole house called Beit Yisrael was in. So he averted his action, right? His action averted the plague that was on Yisrael. So previous, we get Balak calling for Balaam to curse Yisrael. Balak, right, wanted Israel cursed. Balaam was unable to do it, and instead he blessed Yisrael three times and gave a prophecy of judgment against Moab and Balak's people. So now we move forward, right, from the end of the previous 40th sabbatical study right here, and at the end of the 40th, introducing Phinehas, Phineas, the mouth of brass. Now, I emphasize his name, especially the aspect of mouth of brass, because throughout the narrative, he says nothing, brazen mouth, but he didn't say anything. Maybe that's the brazen mouth. That's the judgment mouth. At this point of judgment, what was left to be said? It was only left to be acted on. right? And therefore, right? Therefore, his action, his zeal, right? And because a righteous, not self-righteous, it wasn't about himself. It was about Kol Yisrael, right? Kol Beit Yisrael, Aravim Zebaze. All of the house of Yisrael is responsible one for another. So what did he gain? Now, it's an interesting scenario and situation here when we rightly divide the word study and put it into context, because the man who Phinehas slew was a man that in the community sense, right, he had higher standing. Remember the reasoning on the evening psalm for the third day, even this Tuesday here on the Testified Tuesday, Psalm 82, which has a theme of corrupt judges, right? Corrupt judges and the corrupt judges of Yisrael. Others might have saw what was going on, but when it came to Phinehas' attention, he acted. And because of his act, Yahuwah, Jehovah, gave him the promise, the yea and the amen, of an everlasting and eternal priesthood in his family. Now, that is Phinehas we have here, first found in the scripture, in the Torah, in Exodus chapter 6, verse 25. And then when we scroll forward to Exodus chapter 25, verse 7, we have, and when Phinehas, Phi Nahas, brazen mouth, mouth of brass, the son of Eleazar of Eliza, the son of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, when he saw, right, when he saw, sometimes it'd be like when he heard, you know, but here it's when he saw it. He rose up from among the congregation, took a javelin in his hand. Now, the Torah reading and feeding, it begins off right here, here, here. This is where it begins off for this 41st. So for continuity purposes, right, one must recognize the previous, you know, the previous nine or so verses before we pick up here with this 41st at Numbers chapter 25. Numbers chapter 25, here, 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 verse 10, where it reads, and Yahuwah, Jehovah spake to Moshe, saying, Phinehas, Phi Nahas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, HaKohen, hath turned my wrath, my chema, chema. See, Yahuwah, Jehovah was about to go ham, ham. Ham in Hebrew means hot, you know, like the name of one of the three sons of Noah. We get Shem, Ham, and Yafet, right? Here we have Chema, 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 which means heat, Chema, heat, rage, displeasure, anger. Now it comes from the root, right, Yaham, to be Ham, to go hot. So John says right here, because of Phinehas' zeal and his action, which his acting in such a way put him in danger. He had no expectation that Yahuwah was going to say anything, you know, or grant him a covenant of shalom. He acted on behalf of Kol Yisrael. That's why the statement, Kol Beit Yisrael, all of the house of Yisrael, Aravim Zebazeh, is responsible one for another. But he is the one who acted, and he is the one who Jehovah said had turned away my ham, chema, My going ham, right, against B'nai Yisrael. He have turned my wrath, Hama, away from the B'nai Yisrael, while he was what? He was what? He was zealous. Kana, Kana, Kana'ah. He was zealous. And this is an interesting word, because when they bring it into the English translation, the English translations of this term bring out the senses in English as envy, jealous, right? But this word also is zeal, right? This word also is zeal. In fact, Strong's has it's pretty good right here. Often we go to the BDB, but here let's scroll down to Strong's definition. We're looking at the H7065. It's the word kana, kana, even similar to kana. So we have kana as a noun, you know, which is like a branch of the cannabis, right? The cannabis, right? But here we have kana, right, as a verb, and it's an ancient primitive root to be in a causative sense, like to make zealous, right? Now, in the bad sense, it can be brought out as jealous or envious. That's what's interesting, that here it doesn't read, and he was jealous for my sake. But then in the translation in the KJV, when it says that he is El Kana, he is El Ha El, he is the power, he is El Kana. Now they translate that as he's a jealous God, you know. But the Hebrew sense, Mobeda, like they translated it right here, he is a zealous, a zeal. So it's almost like two sides of the coin when we talk about the two truths in the Hebrew words. We have to, as Paul says, Rabbi Shaul, he says, you know, not the letter, right, of the law, but it's the spirit that gives life. So we have El Kana. Now that makes us consider, well, yeah, King James, he did a right job for a stepping stone right here. But as we study to shew ourselves approved, we get to recognize he's actually El Kana. He is a zealous. He's a zealous El. He's a zealous nerd. So they translate it as jealous God, but the same word, remember the two sides. A bad sense, jealous, you know, envious. A good sense, being zealous. So here they translate the very same word in the very same Bible, right? They translate over here in a more correct sense. While he was zealous, why was Phinehas zealous? John says in Numbers 25:11, he was zealous for my sake, right? For my sake. Right. Now, this is kind of interesting in the Hebrew, because the Hebrew word for my sake is not what we would think, but the Hebrew is kina'ah, kina'ah. Now, kina'ah relates to the verb kana, kana'ah, kana'ah. What is kina'ah? Kina'ah is like ardor, you have zeal, right? In a certain sense, you have jealousy, ardor, right? For example, a husband may have a zeal or a jealous disposition for his wife in vis-a-vis in relation to sexual passion. Or one may have a kina, have ardor or zeal, like a spiritual or in some sense, quote, a religious zeal of like men and people for Hashem, for Elohim, of men and people for the Beit El, the house of the Almighty, of El, of Ha'el, of the Almighty for Amo, for his people. So zeal in that sense. But the zeal, this kina'ah, this the kina'ah from the verb kana, right, is ardor, like an ardor of anger, you know, like a passion of anger. And this can be in a twofold sense, scripturally speaking, in connection with where the word is found, of men against adversaries. So one may have an ardor of anger, zeal of anger, of men against Satan's. Men against the ops, against the adversaries, or of Elohim against men, Elohim against men. So the later part of the definition brought out, first it puts zeal up front and breaks that down, and then in some context, we might have this in a bad or a, we say, a unjustifiable sense, right, of envy. Right, like envy of man, man to man, man envying man, you know, like the Cain and Abel, the Cain. Interesting, Cain, Kana, Cain. And the last sense here is the jealousy, right? Resulting when it's used in the sense of the translation of jealousy, which we really know from the Hebrew is the same zeal, resulting in the Hema of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. So as we start to study this verse here in Numbers 25:11, to show ourselves approved, not just run through it, but really like chew the cud, you know, chew on that mana, you know, the mana of the word, we see that what Jehovah is saying is because Phinehas, one of y'all was zeal, you know, was zealous and had zeal, right? Aravim zebazeh, you know, therefore I did not have to act on my zeal, right, vis-a-vis the wrath. Because in a sense, a jealous aspect is due in a sense. Like, for example, a mother, you're the mother of the child. You have gone through the months of carrying the child and the labor pains and everything else, and some other woman want to come along and snatch your child and say, I am the mother. Would not a mother, right, such as have a zeal, even a zeal that might manifest as jealousy, right? So he's saying that you was, speaking of Phinehas, he was zealous for my sake. He was zealous with that kina. So not really for my sake, but he had a zeal, right, of zealousy amongst them, because he's the only one, notice, that stood up, right? That I consume not the B'nai Yisrael in my jealousy. Now, here we have the word jealousy, and here's the word kina. So when you read the verse right here, just in the King James Version English, you come across the word jealous, right? Excuse me, zealous, right? Zealous, the kina. You see where it says, for my sakes, that's the kina, right? That's the kina. And then you see where it says, in my jealousy, right? Or in my zealousy, right? Which is the kina. But they didn't consistently translate this. Let's just go through a little something from what we've learned right here. Over verse 11, Numbers 25:11. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, have turned my wrath away from the sons of Israel, while he was zealous with zeal among them, that I consume not the sons of Israel in my zealousy. This brings out more of the essence, you know? And then he says in verse 12, he says, wherefore, say this. Remember, begins off in verse 10, Jehovah spoke to Moshe, right? And now telling Moses what to reveal. Behold, I give to him my covenant of shalom. Like we said, the act of Phinehas. Who did he juke? Who did he kill? We get to recognize he was a big man, right? He killed a big man. So now it makes Sinai and I meditate and say, chant. According to the narrative, if he went and got up and juked that man, he didn't really know what Jah would do about that. He didn't know whether the plague would stop or whatever. He knew that wrong is wrong, right? And it needed to be judgment, right? And he didn't take into consideration, wait, that man there, he's a big man. You know, he has a higher station. You know, he's more well-known. He got a name. He got a rep. No, I'm not going to do it to him. I'm going to give him a pass and wait for somebody who is less than him in his sight or his reputation and take it out on him. Remember the reason in here? On the Tuesday podcast, on the evening psalm for the third day of the Shavua, of the strong of the week, Psalm 82, right? And that psalm is speaking to us as B'nai Yisrael directly. That's why it says, I've said ye are gods, or Elohim. It's not a general thing to all of the nations. They have their things. This is I and I thing. Wherefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant, my covenant. He didn't even say just, I give to him the covenant, or even in the sense of a covenant, but paying attention to the details, my covenant of shalom. Now, previously, we pointed to Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach, when he spoke about peace. Right? Think not that I come to bring peace as the world bring peace. He didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. Now, look what Phinehas done did. What did Phinehas done did? He done grabbed a javelin. Right, that's the word for the javelin right here. Oh, romach, right? Romach is a spear, a lance. You know, like one of those ones that you throw. It's one of those kind of like, especially like the, in the ancient times, around that time, I think it was still the Iron Age, right? So it was the Iron Age then. No, maybe brass. It was right at the cusp of the Iron Age, but like the iron pointed, kind of like a javelin, it says here, but a lance. He threw it. He hurled it, right? So he didn't take into consideration that, man, this man is wrong, but you see who he is? Oh, man, I can't, you know. He didn't have partiality. So Phinehas is a good example of the right thing and the righteous thing to do vis-a-vis the Torah and vis-a-vis, you know, the reasoning here with Psalm 82, right? As well as a lesson and why that psalm is an evening psalm that was once chanted in the temple of Jerusalem by the Levites on the third day of the Shavua, as we chant this psalm, the evening psalm right here. And it says right here, he went after the man of Yisrael. Now, man there is not the word Adam that's usually used, but it's the word Ish. And Ish is like a man of standing. We can bring this out into the tent and thrust both of them, the man, right, the very same Ish, right, the same Ish, the Ish of Yisrael, right? He's a man, not just a man, but he's a man of Yisrael, man of standing of Yisrael. And the woman through her belly. Notice the man and the woman, so they must have been very close. And it says right here, the plague, right, the plague was stayed. Now, it's kind of interesting, you know, there's these words. We say, what's the word for that in some languages? Now, the word here is koba, koba. I hear some of the other camps and some of the other Israelites, you know, coming out of that whole One West thing. You know, they say, well, the koba, right, is actually not the woman's belly, but perhaps a little lower, you know, a little lower area. But actually, in the scripture, there are other words for that. So here it says stomach, belly, or the maw. You know, like the maw of the animal is the under, like the underbelly, the underpart. So we can say close. But here's the point. The plague, right? The magefa, right? This plague is called a magefa. It's like a fatal blow. Like, you know, like somebody's fighting and they hit the next one, you know, for a blow, a punch, and that blow killed them. That can also be called a magefa. A magefa. It's like a blow, right? Sometimes this word is brought out as slaughter. Here it's brought out in the KJV as plague, elsewhere as pestilence, but it's also a strike. If you strike somebody, you smite somebody, especially when that strike or that smite is a fatal stroke, therefore the magefa. In battle, if one gets a slaughter, right, or gives a slaughter in battle, in the Hebrew, it also may be called scripturally a magefa. But then in this context here, the plague, the magefa, is the divine judgment, right? The divine judgment. And also, interesting note to the Talmudim, the Chaburim, in the parts of speech, in the Ibrit, the Hebrew, it's a noun feminine, right? A noun feminine. So the magefa, right? Pestilence, but it's also a defeat. So they were getting defeat. Notice, they didn't get defeat from Bilaam or Balak, attempt to curse Yisrael, but from their own action, from their own doing. And those that died in the plague, right, were almost eight times as many who had died with the molten calf incident, falsely called the golden calf incident. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. Right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Fire hot.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Epistle to the Hebrews, the assembly of the firstborn. But it's a little bit more on the name Phineas. Like, what is in the name? Right? Because here we point to the first Phineas, right? Phi Nahas, here in the scripture, mouth of brass, or brazen mouth. And we emphasize a note right here that what's kind of amazing from the Hebrew perspective is that he had a brazen mouth, and you would expect that he would have probably said something, but also brass, right, in the Hebrew commodities is also a metal of judgment, right? As we have gold, you know, in its use in the sanctuary and the holy things, it's a noble, right? It's a noble metal, right? Gold has in the Hebrew commodity sense, it's a divine manifestation, right? So even the elements, right, also have their Hebrew code. So brass, like the brazen altar, like we have even in the Hazon Yohanan, when it says the brazen feet, right, the feet of brass is brazen feet as brass burnt in the furnace of fire, right? In the tabernacle sense, that would point to the altar. So this is Phineas. We say Phineas 1, right? But there's also another Phineas, not to be confused with the other Phineas, right? So in these two Phineases, we can bring out the principle, right, of the two truths, right, the Hebrew two truths, right, or the divine duality here. So we have this Phineas, right, feed, nahas, brazen mouth, right, mouth of brass. In a next context, instead of nahas, we have nahash, right, serpent mouth, right, or mouth of divination. But when we get to the second Phineas, we can see the more, we can say, the more not good aspects, right, in the narrative being revealed, these principles coming out. So who's the second Phineas we have? We have Phineas, who was a priest, and the son of the priest, Eli. Now, Eli, right, is not Eli. See, Eli is to say in Hebrew, my El, my Hayel, my power. But we have Eli. I know in the English you see it, it's the same E, but if you look at the Hebrew, you know the difference. Eli means almost like to ascend, to go up from the Allah, like Aliyah. Right, and El might come from Ayale or Hayale, which means the power or overpower. Right, then thirdly, we have the father of a helper of Ezra, the father of a helper of Ezra. So here in the Hebrew scriptures, we have at least three Phineases, right? And what about these three Phineases right here? Hold on for a moment, brothers and sisters. Just make sure we share all the notes right here. Part of speech, Phineas, it's a name, noun, a name, masculine. So Phineas, a variation of mouth of brass or brazen mouth, is mouth of a serpent or mouth of divination. So in the scriptures, this is the name of three Israelites. Right, of three Israelites. So here, before we ride up, let's touch on the metaphysical here of Phineas. Already just building on the foundation here for this Torah reading and feeding for Shabbat, Feed Nahas. Phineas, here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, MBD, we have oracle, right, an oracle. Remember the oral, the mouth, oracle, mouth of brass, brazen mouth. Feed Nahas. Phineas, mouth of prophecy, or in a sense, the prophecy in this sense, because nahas is brass, but then brass also relates to judgment, like the brazen altar. The mouth of prophecy is prophecy that contains judgment, mouth of prophecy of judgment, or prophetic judgment. Mouth of the serpent, also in Fi Nahas, right? Mouth of brass, Fi Nahas, right? Brazen face, also brazen face, because, you know, the mouth is on the front of the face, right? Not on the back or the side, so brazen face. But then bringing it out of the literal, by the letter, we can say, of the word, the Hebrew, into the sense of what brazen face would be, is bold. One who is bold mouth, bold face, is bold, or who is unabashed. You know, like when people even use it nowadays sometimes, and even some old ways, like, you know, you had some brass, you know, they now would say you have some balls, but before you have some brass, or you have brass ball, right? So here we have Phineas, son of Eleazar and grandson of Aaron in Exodus 6:25. Then we have the son of Eli, my Ha-Kohen, the priest in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 3. Then we have the father of Eleazar, a Levite. This is the one, the father of a helper of Ezra, right? The father of Eleazar, a Levite, Ha-Lewi, who returned from the Babylonian captivity of the Yehudi, the Yehudim, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. We say of the southern kingdom of Judah. So we have Ezra chapter 8, verse 33. So those are the three Phineas-isits, right? You know, that's the phi cycle. So from the phi cycle, the basic foundation, to the metaphysical, the metaphy cycle. Phineas, spiritual revelation and power. Why is the meta of Phi Nahas spiritual revelation and power? Because of the central meaning, Hebraic meaning of Phineas, an oracle, brazen mouth, like the prophets in their denunciation of the Ukkari, they were brazen, right? Many of them even were martyred for that martyrdom, that testimony. A martyr means you testify, right? They were martyrs for that testimony that they testified, and also mouth of prophecy or mouth of prophetic judgment. It is necessary for the thoughts that are awakened, right? Awakened, right? And awakening to spiritual, higher revelation and unveiling, and power to be disciplined and directed intelligently in their ways. Let's take note right here of Phineas, the name, metaphysically, metaphysically from the MBD here. It says, it is necessary for the thoughts that are awakening, wake up, Jacob, wake up, that are awakening to spiritual revelation, higher revelation, and power to be disciplined. This is the key, right? People talk about they woke folk, right? But it is necessary for the thoughts that are awakening, woke folk, to spiritual, to higher revelation and power to be disciplined or discipled and directed intelligently in all their ways. Thus our emphasis on Phineas here, right? Mouth of brass, brazen mouth, mouth of prophetic judgment, but yet he did not speak a word. This might be why here within the Torah reading and the narrative, we have Yahuwah, Jehovah, almost immediately after the act and the deed that was done did, speaking up, right? Even in a sense of protection for Phineas from any repercussions that might have happened from the clan and the tribe of this big man who was doing Ukkari in the camp. Now, if these thoughts, right, that are awakening to the spiritual revelation and power, right, if they become lifted up in spiritual pride, in other words, if they are not disciplined and directed intelligently in all their ways, but rather become lifted up, puffed up, right, in spiritual pride, or become selfish, and act on a purely material, right, or a carnal plane because of listening to the outer sense wisdom. What's that outer sense wisdom? You know, there's two kinds of wisdom. Only one of them is our mother. The other one is the mother Ukka. There's two kinds of wisdom. Right? There's the wisdom that comes from above, the wisdom that Shlomo HaMelech speaks of, the wisdom that the greater than Shlomo HaMelech, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, that he speaks about. Wisdom is justified by all of her children. But then there's the counterfeit, right? There's the counterfeit wisdom, right? There's Chokmah, right? There's Chokmah, and there's Akamot, right? Or there's the sense, the outer sense wisdom. This is more now the sense of the mouth of the serpent. Once again, if the spiritual, the higher thoughts that are awakening, right, and this spiritual awakening become lifted up in spiritual pride and become selfish and act on a purely material plane or a carnal, like a carnal mind or the material-minded plane because of listening to the outer sense wisdom, to the mouth of the serpent, this is what happened in the Gan Ba'eden, right? Listening to that outer sense wisdom, what will happen? They become all that is signified by the mouth of brass, brazen face, bold, unabashed, harsh, shameless, insolent, presumptuous. This is why we have to then now see Hophni, right, the brother of Phineas. right? There was the sons of Eleazar. That's the second, right? The second one in the scripts, in the Hebrew scripture, that has the name Phinehas. So we have this one name, and there's two sides, right? The Hebrew two truths, right? This duality to the name. And here we get the object lesson, right? Of, we could say the good, right? The knowledge of what? What is it? The knowledge of what? of good, right? And evil, or good from evil, right? Of good and evil. So here we have the good sense of the Phinehas. But as we move forward to first Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 3, and we study about Phinehas, right? There's Hophni, and there's who was the brother of Phinehas, right? Who was Eli's son, right? So that's a whole good contrast right there. We can get the opposite side. Now, who was the other Phinehas acting? Well, he would have talked, he would have said stuff, you know, he would have been, right? But this Phinehas, right, can show us, you know, that righteous zeal and that true shalom, right? And not just because of the violence of the act, but if it is so necessary, right? If it is necessary, you know, so be it, right? It was his curse be the man that, what's that verse right there, that do the work of the Lord deceitfully, right? And draw back or hold back his sword from blood. You know that verse right there?
I'm going to testify.
Jeremiah, here we go, Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of Yahweh deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Jeremiah 48 and 10. How interesting is it? Phinehas, because of his zealous act, received Jehovah's covenant of peace. Right, and then Robenu Yeshua and the Brit Chadasha, right? He reasoned with I and I in the Talmud and the Nazarenes, right? Concerning, don't think that he come to bring peace, and his peace is not like the world peace, but his peace is a sword. Just a little point, a point right there, there, there. Yes, I. We'll pick up a little bit more on this right here, but we have a psalm, right? We have today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 12. Going to write up with Psalm 12. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. But here to the main tune right here on judgment, right? Judgment here. Phinehas, brass, brazen, judgment. That's right.
From the judge.
judgment come. You eat up your bread and give the youth them the crumb. You drink up your wine and have all the fun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bus. Whether from flames or it come from the sun. You would never know from whence it come. And like a vomit up it bring bad fire. Yeah, escape get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Sucking me blood like a damn vampire. No matter what I want, I'm dissing denier. I will keep going higher. Higher like the one Jeremiah. Obadiah, Hezekiah, Nehemiah, Zechariah. What? Yeah, run from the judge. According to your work, you'll be paid. Hey, yeah, run from the judge. What you think, what you do, and what you say. Hey, yeah, run from the judge. And the rock will crush ya. Run the hills, but it can't hide ya. No matter where you run, it'll find ya. Nowhere to go, nowhere to shelter. Judgment, I follow your life, a reminder. And a fat fighter, get wins like a grinder. Do unto others, I still have them. Do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do, coming right back to you. Many are called, but there's only a few. Make sure that you're part with the righteous food. And never indulge up in a fuss. You eat the eyes and you not at the right brew. Healthy food keep you pure and you.
The fire judgment. Yes, I, yes, I, the queen right there. Yes, I, Queen Omega with judgment. And for this Shabbat, Rastafari sabbatical study, Shabbat strong for Shabbat. Fi Nahas, Phineas, judgment. Oh, that verse from Yeremiah. He says, he quoted, you know, chanted the prophet's names right there, there, there. And when I heard Jeremiah, I said, yes, then we got to put in this work right here, here, here. Because this verse here, want to prove something that, you know, unlike these King James only Israelites, maybe you have to, you know, just call them out. You're a King James only Israelite. What kind of Israelite is that? You know, can you show me that in the scripts, King James only Israelites? Because this kind of King James only thing, you know, it's like what Sizzla Kalungi says in the that tune. He says, like, you know, how the English, you know, is like ruining our mentality. You know, how I would say like the English only and mainly not breaking through that control language that you say in How to Make a Slave, the Woolly Land slave paper, How to Make a Slave and all of that. There's a section there that speaks on control language. So the verse that we had put into the exhibit, Jeremiah 48 and 10, where it said, cursed be he that doeth the work, the walk, right, of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, deceitfully. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. So just hearing that verse and, you know, understanding basic English, you know, deceitfully. And we will say, well, this is deceitful. That is deceitful. Now, it's interesting because maybe many of us have come across this verse. I know I have. And for really doing due diligence and, you know, letting the shoe myself approve, I thought, okay, deceitful might be like, you know, whatever people call deceitful. We say, yo, you're doing your curse. You're doing the work of the Lord deceitfully. But then in looking at the Hebrew, it's very, very interesting. So here in the Hebrew of Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Ermias, chapter 48, verse 10, Aroh Oseh, Melechet Yahuwah, Remiah, Ve'aror Moneah, Harbo Midam. Right now, let's go to some of the other translations. Right, some of the other translations actually is kind of interesting. Sometimes they're inconsistent, but sometimes they tend to get something, maybe a verse. You'd be like, wow, this really got that one verse. Well, they could translate that one verse from the Hebrew right there. Why can they be more consistent? But here in the BBE, it says, "Let him be cursed who does the Lord's work half-heartedly." Aror. The word here for curse, aror, aror. Interesting word here, but there's a couple of words for types of curses and consequences. We need to study it. right, so we can see the reality of it. Get out of the fairy tale, right, the make-believe, right? Study to show ourselves approved to he who be, we be. It says, aror ose, cursed, right, ose, one who doeth, meleket, the work, right, the occupation, Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of he who be, we be, remia. So we have the word here, remia. Now, it's interesting, when we go into the building of some of the Psalms from the Hebrew, we also have this term, remia. So now, zooming in on this word, remia, deceitfully, remia, you know, remia is the H7423 word, the H7423 word, and as we recommend, if one to have an opportunity, you have a Google, then just put, like, in the search, H7423, all together, no space between the H and the number, right? And it should pop up. Hopefully you'll see remia, remia. What is remia? The BDB brings out the definition here as laxness, slackness, slackening, right? This is a sense of deceit and treachery, right? Like deceitfully, treacherously, right? So remia, noun feminine here, is lackness, like almost like laziness, right? Slack, being remiss. You know, and it's remiss or slacking off or being lazy or, as that BDBE translation said, half-heartedly, is what elsewhere we might get as deceit. You know, when the translator translates deceitfully. Because here in Jeremiah 48 and 10, it says, King James Version-wise, curse it, right, aror, right, aror. Now, I know that in modern Hebrew, it's kind of interesting, like, how this, like, extricated, one who's extricated. Let me see if I can bring this up right here, brothers and sisters. Give me one quick moment, you know, trying to keep in mind all this data. And I, you know, when I went through the verse, I said, Chan, I got to bring this out, because ones might begin to go off in all kind of speculations of, well, what deceit, you know, what deceit really kind of means in this context, but it's kind of clear. Mind is clear from the Hebrew right here, like a curse in a sense, but there's a legal, okay, damned, the curse. It's like, you know, when somebody say bloody, you know, damned, you know, curse, blasted, but there's a deeper aspect of aror, right, of aror. But here it says, cursed be my one who does the work, right, of Jehovah, right, deceitfully, mo better. It could have brought out, and maybe should have brought out, like the NHEB, the New Hebrew, kind of the English translation says, curse is he who does the work of the Lord of Yahuwah negligently. And curse is he who keeps back his sword from blood. With aror, waror, and curse, monea, monea, monea. Is a sense of, like, from the mana, 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 not mana, but mana, mana, right? Mana, like to withhold, to hold back, to, like, refrain, to deny, to, like, keep restrained, to hinder, to withhold, like something being withheld or, like, in a sense, debarring something, whether a positive sense or a negative sense, but it has a general sense of holding back, right? Whether from benefit, or whether from injury. It's interesting because Phineas really didn't, in a situation, didn't hold back. So we're just applying some of the principles here throughout the Hebrew scripture, right, to the righteous and to the righteous deed. So here, we are monea harbo, harbo. The cherub or the kereb, the cherub is a sword. Harbo, his sword, me from dam, me dam, me dam, from blood. So here, other translations that are better in this context of bringing out the real sense of what the deceit, doing the work of Jehovah deceitfully, is half-heartedly. Let him be cursed who keeps back his sword from blood. Easy English says the Lord will punish any man who will not do God's work. That's how the easy English brings it out. It goes on to say, he will punish anyone who does not kill with his sword. You know, on a certain level, easy English is funny, the translation right there. We usually look at the word, my sword software, and we open up some of those other versions along with the Hebrew so we can compare and contrast. That second part of the verse, seeing that we can examine the Hebrew somewhat intelligently, being guided by Chokmah, by Wisma Ainai Mama, right? It's actually pretty good right there. He will punish, in the sense, curse. Curse in this sense is also a type of punishment, right? Like almost like, you know, you to get ucked up for that. You know that, like how we use that. That's the sense of the aurora, right, in the words that are translated from Hebrew as curse. So he will punish anyone who does not kill with his sword. It's an interesting turn on the sword. See, his sword, not your sword or my sword, but his sword. What did Yeshua Rabbeinu says? Right? Don't think that I've come to bring, you know, peace, shalom. But he says what? Right? The Hareb, right? Harbo, his sword. And the word of Jehovah is his sword. We have Hebrews that break it down, how the word of Jehovah, right, is his sword. ISV says, whether the International Standard Version, they bring out something. Curse is the one who is slack in doing the Lord's work. Well, Ramiya, in that sense, does bring out that sense, right, to an intelligent Hebrew reader or understander of the Hebrew, one who is slack, one who is negligent. So see, because deceit, a couple of different words are used for deceit, right, in the context, but for clarity, this curse is one who does the work half-heartedly, lazily, you know, slackly, you know, lax. The NET brings this up. A curse on anyone who is lax, like lackadaisical, in doing Jehovah's work. A curse on anyone, right, who keeps from carrying out his destruction. Now, they kind of lose me right there on that. A curse on anyone who keeps from carrying out his destruction. I guess the sword, yeah, destroys, but the NHEB brings it out the best. The WEB right here says, curse is he who does the work of Yahweh negligently. Same general sense. The negligence could be lackness, slackness, right, slothfulness. And curse is he who keeps back his sword, right, from blood. So here, the point here, the moral of this is do the work.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
So here, today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 12, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 12. I'd like to share also some of the aliyot here in Phineas, you know, but I think it was more better kind of getting a definition of the first principles, you know, some of the first principles, because then as one goes over, hopefully, receiving the teaching here and also following up to know the truth for themselves, it'll become even clearer. There'll be more heights in one's reading and reasoning and iditation, and then hopefully I and I coming together to gather to reason. But here, brothers and sisters and brothers right here, let's write out today's daily psalm according to royal order. Psalm 12.
Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted. Are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
The words of Jehovah are pure words, even as the Eseret HaDebarim. Eseret, the ten, Debarim, the ten words, a.k.a. the ten commandments.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Tried seven times in the furnace of earth. That number there, seven times. So here, here, here. Royal I'm hearkening to write up today's daily psalm. And the psalm has a theme, Habarim. Right, one of the themes is a prayer to save from wicked world, a prayer to be saved, to be well from this wicked world. In other words, in the world, not of the world. So here, here, Royal Heart.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
And here today's daily psalm, native speaker Abraham Chebuda, here on the heathen rhythm dub wide.
مزمور 11 بقنف 12 لمزمران علقا ስለ ስምንተኛ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ አድነኝ ደግ ሰው አልቋልና ከሰው ልጆችም መተማመን ጎድሏልና እርስ በርሳቸው ከንቱ ነገርን ይናገራሉ በሽንገላ ከንፈር ሁለት ልብ ሆነው ይናገራሉ የሽንገላን ከንፈሮች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ያጠፋቸዋል ታላቅ ነገር የምትናገረውንም ምላስ ምላሳችንን እናበረታለን ከንፈራችን የኛ ነው ጌታችን ማን ነው የሚሉትን ስለ ድሆች መከራ ስለ ችግረኞች ጩኸት እግዚአብሔር አሁን እነሳለሁ ይላል መድኃኒትን አደርጋለሁ በላዩም እገልጣለሁ በምድር ላይ እንደ ተፈተነ ሰባት ጊዜ እንደ ተጣራ ብር የእግዚአብሔር ቃላት የነጹ ቃላት ናቸው አቤቱ አንተ ጠብቀ ከዚችም ትውልድ ለዘላለም ታደገ በሰው ልጆችም ዘንድ ምናምንቴ ከፍ ከፍ ባለ ጊዜ ክፎች በዙሪያው ሁሉ ይመላለሳሉ።
Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, With our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, when the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
אדוני שיגמר חסיד יפסו אמונים מבני אדם עכשיו ידברו את שטרעהו שפת חלקות בלב הלב ידברו יחרית אדוני כל שפתי חלקות לשון מדברת גדולות אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר שפתנו יגענו מאדוננו משעות עניים מעת הדביונים אתה עקוב יאמר אדוני השיד וישר יפיח לו אמרות אדוני אמרות תאורות כסף צרות בעלי לארץ נפוצף שבעתיים אתה אדוני תשמרם צרנו מן הדור זו לעולם סביב רשעים מתהלכון קרום זולות לבני אדם
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
The karaba, hello, the karaba, that which is karab, brought near, prayer that's brought near the Ramadan for saving, for preservation, in a sense also for immunity.
Immunity.
Immunity. Salam to Tainayist Elin. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Asara Hulet.
Asara Hulet.
Psalm 12, from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzhav Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, hereafter the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 12. Psalm 12, Mezmor Asara Hulet, has a theme here, Kakufu Alem, Lemadan Yakarreve Fellow, from the evil world, a prayer that is brought near for salvation. Kakufu Alem, Lemadan Yakarreve The karaba, hello, the karaba, that which is kara, brought near, a prayer that's brought near the Ramadan for saving, for preservation, in a sense also for immunity. Kakufu, from an evil, a wicked, a ratchet, alem. Today's daily song. Now we have a superscription here for the leader on the 8th or the Sheminit, a psalm of Dawid, a psalm of David. Le mezemarana leka, for the chief musician, Sile Simintenya, concerning Sile Simintenya. In the Hebrew, Laminat Eyach Alaha Ha Sheminit, Sheminit, Al Ha Sheminit, on the 8th. Here, Sile, concerning because of Simintenya, the 8th, yeah, Dawit of David, the well-beloved, yeah, Dawit Mezmor, Psalm of David. Mekanai Raida, Besimaab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source in Jemralan. We begin. Kutar Ant. Adetu, Adnain, Dexo al Kualina, Kasoli Jochim, Metamamena, Guadalo Alina, help. Abe to I father's father, O Ab of the Beit. For the godly man, KJV reads, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Abe to Adnain, Dexo al Koalina, Koso le Jochim metamamen, Gwedlo Alina. Adnain, save me. Cause me to be dechna, denna, save, adnein, save, deg so, deg, the good man. It's interesting, the good man, the kindly man, corresponding to the Hebrew, the hasid, the pious man, deg so, the good man, KJV is the godly, but deg so, corresponding with the hasid, the pious, the goodly, the godly, the jah-like, the one who seeks to be like in character and virtue and deeds, to he who be, we be. Deg so, aluko, alina. For the goodly, the godly man is finished, is spent, is aluko, alina. Ceaseth, KJV has. Kaso, from man, from humanity, lechochim, from the children of men, metamamen, faithfulness, metamamen, the amen, metamamen, faithful, for the faithful, or here in the context, faithfulness from the sons, the children of men, the children of humanity, guadlo, alina, fails, is lacking. Guadalajara is lacking, fails among the children of men. Kutar Hulet, verse 2. Ars versacho, kentu negrina inagralu. Beshin negela, ken ferhulet libohono inagralu. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. Ars versacho. Ars versacho. In a sense of almost like he and like he upon he, like one and one, you know, kentu, vain, negrin, matter, conversation, nagralu, a vain matter, vanity. Everyone with his neighbor, inagralu, they speak. Be shingela, kenfer, with shingela, with flattering. With flattering lips, with almost like cajoling, almost like we use this analogy, because the word root sometimes is used for cooing a baby. Coo, 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 it's going to be all right. But this is how they speak, you know, as grown folks, everyone flattering. With his flattering lips, who let live two hearts? Who let live? Who let live? We pointed out when we studied the Sefer Tehillim, it has with heart and heart, with a double heart. Here brought out in the Negus Neges Targum, who let live for the Hebraic Belev Walev, Belev Walev, of heart and heart. Who let live, double-minded. Who let live, Hono, being double-minded, Yinagralu, and with a double heart. With a double heart do they speak. Kuter Sos, verse 3. Yeshin Galana can forot hulu gziavia yatafachual talak negrina yemitanagrawina melas egziavir. This is stating the good, the generous, open handed Ab Father shall cut off all flattering lips. Yeshin Galana can forroach the kenfer lip can forroach lips of Shengela of flattery. Yeshin Galana can forroach hulu all hulu. Egziavir yat efachual shall destroy them, shall destroy all flattering lips. Talak negrin, big thing, big thing. Talak negrin, yemita nagrawina melas. Now here is very interesting, because here, as we're comparing and contrasting here with the KJV side by side with the HSV, and also from the previous build, you know, building first, you know, according to the royal order with the Hebraic groundation. It's interesting here at verse three, the speaking now is almost directed Yemit. It says right here, Yemita Nagrawin, you who speak, that you tongue that speak. You milas, the milas, you tongue that speak talak and negrin, that speak big, great things. Let he who be, we be, utterly destroy all the lips deceitful. And you tongue speaking loftily. One of the ancient translation, LXX, corresponding here to the HSV, talak and negrin, great things, proud things, big things, yemitanagrawina milas, you tongue speaking, kutar arat, verse 4, milasachinin inabaretalen, kenferachin yenyano, getachinmano, yemilutin, who have said. So here the change is now directed, bringing out what sort of thing they speak. Milasachinin, our milas tongue. Milasachinin in abaretalen. We will make our tongue vigorous. We will like strengthen in that sense. In abaretalen, we will strengthen, fortify. With our tongue will we prevail. Kenferachin and our lip. And our lip, implying the singular here, our lip, yenyano, is of inya, us, yenya, ours, is ours. Our lip is ours. Getachin mano, who is our Lord? Getachin mano, yemilutin, those who say, KJV brings it out, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Kuter Amist, verse 5. Sile dehoche mekra, ስለ ችግረኞቹ እህት እግዚአብሔር አሁን እነሳለሁ ይላል። መድኃኒቴን አደርጋለሁ በላዩም እገልጣለሁ። For the oppression, rephrase the downpression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I rise, saith Eggaziah, the sustaining the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Sile, because of the hoch, the poor Mekra, because of the trouble of the poor, Sile Chagrenyoch, and the needy Chuhet, and their cry, the troubled ones, Chagrenyoch, Chuhet, Eggaziah, the sustainer. Ahun in Esalo, now, Ahun, now, in Esalo, now will I arise, Yilal, he says, Egziavihir says, Ahun in Esalo, Medchanitin Adargalo, Medchanit, Medanit, Medchanitin, salvation, saving, medicine, Adargalo, I will do, Medchanitin Adargalo, I will do salvation. I will do saving. Belayum, and above him, and upon him, above him, Igeltalo. I will be revealed above him. This is from the Royal Amharic, bringing out a little clearer sense of what KJV brings out, approximate. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth. At him. And when we compare and contrast with the LXX, we have the reading of, because of the misery of the poor, because of the moaning of the needy, now I shall arise, saith Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh-Eg-Ziyah-Vihar. I shall establish by deliverance, I shall speak openly by him. So this is how the LXX brings out this particular verse corresponding to the Metzav Kedu, Sile Behoch Mekra, Sile Chagrenyo Chichuhet, Egziavihar, Ahun Nesalo, Yilal, Medchanitin Adargalo, Belayum Egeltalo, Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Bemidrlai Yenda Tefetnes Sabat Kizeyenda Tet Arabur, Yegziavihar Kalati and Sur Kalat Nacho. The words of Egziavihar, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, of Father, are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times, Bemidrlai, upon the earthly plane, Bemidrlai, in the light of fitness, Sabat Gizeh, as that which is tried, tested, Sabat Gizeh, Sabat, seven Gizeh time, Sabat Gizeh, seven times, in the tetara bur, as silver, we say silver tried. It's interesting right here, looking at the Metzav Kedus, as silver tetara bur, yegziavihir kalat, the words of the sustainer, yenitsu, are pure, we can say pure words, innocent but purified, pure and purified, yenitsu kalat nacho, they are pure words, kuter sabat, verse 7. Abetu, antet evken, kazihitchim atulid lezalalem tadegen, thou shalt keep them. KJV has, O Lord, abetu, I father's father, Ab of the Beit, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now here we have an interesting compare and contrast right here, as we are in verse 7 right here. You, the I, Avetu, says, shall keep them, you shall preserve. Some interpreters preserve him from this generation forever, the Hebraic sense of it, the LXX sense of it, the Septuagint, you, O Kirei, Lord, you, Kirei, shall guard us. You shall guard us. Si Kirei, Filakesi, Sehemas, you shall guard us. Now this corresponds right here to what we have in the Metzav Kedus of Negusa Neges, what we have in His Majesty's Bible right here at verse 7. Abetu, my father's father, O father of the house. Ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be. Ante, tevken, tevken. But here we have it as a as an imperative, tevken. Tevken, keep, guard the eye, guard us, cause the hitch, from this to lit, from this, cause the hitch, she, to lit, lezlalem, forever, tadegen, tadegen, and you shall carefully keep us, keep eye and eye, from this generation, into the aeon, the aeon, world without end, lezlalem, uter, Kuter Cement, verse 8. The soul, Lijoch Zen, Menamnete, Kef Kef Balagize, Kufuch, Bezuriao, Hulu, Yimelal Salu. The wicked, the ratchet, the good for nothing, walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Be soul, Lijoch Zen. Besol lejotzen, amongst the children of humanity. Besol lejotzen, menamnete, the good for nothing, in the sense like the sons of Belial, Beliah, the good for nothings. Kef kef balegize, kef kef, high high, in the time that they are high high, exalted. Kef kef balegize, kufuoch, kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet. Kufuoch bezuriao, bezuriao, round about, bezuriao, hulu all, yimelale salu, they go to,
they go to,
and fro,
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 yes, 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 the Rhema tune right here, Rosh Shiloh, what you say about this, the Rhema tune right here for the Psalm, Psalm 12, this generation.
Oh, 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 yes, now, oh, well, now, now, yeah. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material things. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky, sticky situation I see. Enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devils in the sky. They cut, they fight, war and terror they play. Shedding blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Yeah.
say, help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evil ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
It's my yo.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, and the vilest men are exalted, are exalted, are exalted.
מזמור י"ב למנצח על השמינית מזמור לדוד. הושיע אדוני כי גמר חסיד, כי חסו אמונים מבני אדם. שב ידברו איש את רעהו שפת חלקות, ולב ולב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו, מי אדון לנו? משוד עניים, מענקת אביונים, עתה אקום, יאמר אדוני, אשית בישע יפיח לו. אמרות אדוני אמרות טהורות, כסף צרוף בעליל לארץ, מזוקק שבעתיים. אתה אדוני תשמרם, תצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם. סביב רשעים יתהלכון, קרום זולות מבני אדם.
למנצח על השמיני מזמור לדוד. אדוני כי גם החסיד, יפסו אמונים מבני אדם. עכשיו ידברו איש את רעהו, שפת חלקות בלב ובלב ידברו. יחרט אדוני כל שפתי חלקות, לשון מדברת גדולות. אשר אמרו ללשוננו נגביר, שפתנו איתנו מאדון לנו. משוד עניים מעין כת אביונים, עתה קום יאמר אדוני.
שם יפיח לו אמרות אדוני אמרות שעורות וכסף שרוף בעלי לארץ מזוכת שבעתיים אתה אדוני תשמרם תקצרנו מן הדור זו לעולם סביב רשעים מתהלכון קרום זולות לבני אדם.
Hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12. Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanith. A psalm of David. Help, Lord. For the godly man, for the godly man, for the godly man, for the godly man. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Mizmor Yod Beit. Psalm 12. Psalm XII. For the leader on the Shemanith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm of Midrash. Hear Psalm 12, Hebraically verses 1 to 2. Lamnatzeach al ha-Shemanith mizmor le-Dawid. Hoshiah Yahuwah ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim mibnei adam. Hear, hear, hear. For the leader, la menatzeach, la menatzeach. For the leader, for the chief musician, al ha-shemanit, on the eighth, on the shemanit, al ha-shemanit. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant. Isis, mizmor le-Dawi, a psalm of David. Hoshiah, Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid. Help, Hoshiah, help, save. Hoshiah, Yahuwah, save Jehovah. For the goodly man, for the godly man, ceaseth. Ki gamar chasid. For the chasid, for the chasid, for the godly, for the goodly man, ceaseth. For the faithful, fail. Ki fasu emunim. For the emunim, the emunim, the faithful. Ki fasu emunim, for the faithful fail. Mibnei Adam, mibnei, from the sons of Adam. Mibnei Adam. Mizmor Yod Beit. Lanatriach al ha-shemanit. Mizmor le-Dawi. Hoshiah Yahuwah ki gamar chasid. Ki fasu emunim, mibnei Adam. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Zehu she'amar hakatub. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Micah, in Micah, Micah chapter 7, verse 2. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min ha'aretz ve'yashar ba'adam ayin kulam ledamim ye'erovu isha eta achihua ya'tzudua cherem. Hear the full verse. Micah chapter 7 verse 2. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Avad chasid min ha'aretz v'yashar ba'adam. Hear. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. Avad chasid min ha'aretz v'yashar ba'adam. Ayina kulam al damima ye erovu ish. Eta achihu yatsudua cherem. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man, his brother, with a net. The godly man is perished out of the earth, and there is none, no one, there is none upright. There is none upright among men. Abad chasid min ha-aretz. Abad chasid. Abad chasid. The chasid, the goodly, the godly, perished Avad Chasid mean from Haaretz, from the earth, the earthly plane, with Yashar and the upright Ba'adam, and the upright amongst Adam, with Yashar Ba'adam, Ayin, there is none upright among men. Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. May his bones crumble to dust. And here, Midrash notes, this imprecation generally follows Hadrian's name, whenever it is mentioned in rabbinic writings. The Yehudi, the Jews, detested Hadrian because they held him responsible for the great massacre that followed close upon Bar Kokhba's last stand against the Romans at Bethar in 135 CE. Anilechozer, Hadrian, may his bones crumble to dust. Sheha atzmot shelo ayita poreru ad avak. He inquired, By what merit does this people, Amo Yisrael, endure? By what merit does this people of Yisrael endure? He was told, there are godly, goodly men, Chasid, among them. There are upright, Yashar, upright men among them, who labor diligently in Torah, in HaTorah, that labor diligently in Torah, in the direction, instructions, in the teaching of His Majesty, and are occupied with good works, Thereupon Hadrian imposed a capital levy on the land, Eretz Yisrael, on the land of Israel. And here, a Midrash note concerning the capital levy. Dr. Saul Lieberman suggests that the obscure Mezeh, Gemisot, Mim, Zain, Hey, Gamel, Mim, Sin, Samek, Ein, Tau, Gemez, Gamaz, Geza, Meza, Meza, Gamasot, is a corruption of Morisa Maot, that in turn is derived from the Greek Merisma, a term used in Hadrian's day for confiscatory taxes, thus the capital levy that Hadrian here imposed, a capital levy on the land of Israel, on the Eretz Yisrael. After this burden was laid upon HaYehudim, upon the Yehudi, upon the Jews, they ceased to occupy themselves with Torah, with HaTorah. With reference to this, David said, help Jehovah, for the Chasid, for the goodly, the godly man ceases, for the faithful, the Emunim, fail from among the children of Adam. Hoshi'ah Yahuwah, ki gamar Chasid, ki fasu Emunim, mibnei Adam. A story of a Chasid, a story of a goodly, a godly, a jar-like man. A Roman lady lost a box full of denarii, and the Chasid, the goodly, the godly man, found it. When he brought it, they said to her, quote, he had no idea of its value, and so he brought it back to thee, to the eye, end quote. She answered, quote, the box is all gold on the outside, and yet you say that he did not know its value? Then she said to the Chasid, she said to the goodly, the godly man, may thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye. She said to the goodly, the godly man, the Chasid, may thy mother be mated to thee, to the eye. And here, a Midrash note, so amended by Dr. Saul Lieberman, Yitzhak Katz, suggests, may thy people be inferior to thee, to the eye. Ephraim Horowitz, he amends, umateka, thy people, to read, emateka, thy fear, and translates the passage, May thy fear of Elohim, of the true good, the true God, be restricted to thee, to the eye. Literally, may thy people be given over to thee, to the eye. Rather, may thy people cast thee out from their midst. They ask, dost thou curse the man who brought back thy lost box? And she, the Roman lady, and she replied, if there were more of his kind among his people, we would not last in the world. And the Roman lady gave orders that the chassid, that the goodly, the godly man might, without asking leave, come and go as he please. Thereupon, certain men were found to be engaged in a plot, and the chassid and the goodly, the godly man, cast them out of there. When he died, his contemporaries applied to him the verse, even the verse here, here, here. Help Jehovah, for the godly, the goodly man ceaseth. Hoshea Yahuwah, ki gamar chasid, ki fasu emuni mipnei Adam. The end of the verse, for the faithful fail from among the children of men, ki fasu emuni mipnei Adam, for the faithful fail from among the sons of Adam. This implies, according to Rav Pinchas Phinehas, that while the faithful fail, the emunim fail from among the Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, they do not fail from among the angels. They do not fail from among the angels. And here, Midrash notes, the meaning is that the calamity of bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well. The meaning here, that while the emunim, the faithful fail, ki fasu emunim, mibnei Adam, from among the bnei Adam, they do not fail from among the angels, they don't fail from among the angels. The meaning is that the calamity of bad faith and bad faith, bad mind and bad faith will overtake only the earth, the earthly plane, and not the heavenly host as well, and not the angels. For how do the Bnei Adam, the children of men, the children of Adam, conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Hear, today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit. Hear, Hebraically, the Gimel, the Gamel verse. They speak falsehood. The Bnei Adam, how do the sons of Adam conduct themselves? How do the children of men conduct themselves? They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. With smooth lip and with a double heart do they speak. Shaua yidaberu ish etar aihu. They speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shava yidabru ish etar ehu, with flattering lip. Sifata chilakot, with smooth lip. Sifata chilakot, and with a double heart. Belev walev, belev walev, with a heart and heart, with a heart and a heart, with a double heart, with a heart and a heart. Belev walev, belev walev, belev walev, belev walev, yidaberu, do they speak. That's how the children, the sons of Adam, the Bnei Adam, conduct themselves. Shav yidaberu, yidabru, they speak falsehood. Shaua yidabru, ish, ish, man. Eta ra'ayhu, with his neighbor. Sifata chilakot, sifat, lip, lips, lip, chilakot, lips of smooth things. Instead of ha'emet, ha'emet, instead of the truth, what is agreeable and flattering to the hearer is spoken, although not sincerely meant. Belev walev, yidaberu, belev walev, with a heart, believe, wale, with a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite. Believe, wale, yidaberu. A tale of a city that had no salt. In the city there was a band of muleteers who said, let us go to such and such a place, fetch salt, and sell it before others come. Now the muleteers had a chief of the band, and when they said, let us, make and I go to such and such a place, he replied, I have to plow early tomorrow morning. Wait until I have plowed, and then we, I and I, shall get going. They said, as thou sayest. But then what did the chief of the band do? He whispered to Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, he whispered to his wife, make sure of this code. When I say, fetch me the yoke, give me the saddle. When I say, fetch me the plow handle, give me the sack.
Here, Midrash note, i.e. in Est, he made his neighbors who might have heard him believe that he was requesting Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Eshet, his wife to help him prepare for plowing, whereas he really was directing her to assist him in saddling his riding mule. She obeyed him. Then what did he do? He put the sack upon the mule and went away that night, while his fellows slept until morning. When they got up in the morning, they called him, and the neighbors said, whom are you seeking? So-and-so has been gone since yesternight. The muleteers left the same morning and, on the road, met their chief on his way back. They asked, why hast thou done this to us, to I and I? He replied, do you really not know why I did thus, like this? If I and I had all gone, salt would have at once declined greatly in price. But now, I am the only one to bring salt for sale. Before you come back, mine will have been sold. And when you come back, you too will sell at a good price. Hence, here, it is said of such men, they speak falsehood. Everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip and with a double heart, do they speak.
So yidabru ish et re'aihu sifata chilakot belev walev yidaberu.
And so it goes. If you will not call the yoke saddle and will not call the plow handle sack, you cannot make out.
A story about Rav Yonatan. At a time when lentils were scarce, he had a kinsman in a certain city, and he went down to him saying, I seek lentils. Are there any to be had in the city? His kinsman replied, yes, there are. Rav Yonatan asked, at what price? His kinsman answered, at such and such a price. Any time that thou comest here, I shall get them for thee, for the eye. After a while, Rav Yonatan went to the city and up to his kinsman's house, inquiring after him. His kinsman's wife, his kinsman's Isha, Eshet, Oset, she said, he is in the field. Rav Yonatan waited for him. But since he did not appear, Rav Yonatan asked one of the men of the city, are there lentils to be had here? The man answered, no. Wilt thou take wheat instead? Wilt thou take wheat instead? Rav Yonatan said, I desire lentils. The man replied, there are no lentils here, but if there were, they would fetch such and such a price. And the man named the price higher than the one Rav Yonatan's kinsman had given him. Nevertheless, Rav Yonatan bought lentils from him. When his kinsman came back from the field, Rav Yonatan said to him, didst thou not tell I, that lentils sold at such and such a price? Yet thy townsmen asked of I, a price higher than what thou the I didst name. His kinsman asked, didst thou perhaps say,
I desire lentils. This thou didn't thy, maybe you said, I desire lentils. Rav Yonatan answered, yes. His kinsman said, hast thou said to the men of the city, I desire wheat? They would have asked thee, hast thou any desire for lentils? But since thou hast said to them, I desire lentils, they ask thee, hast thou any desire for wheat? Hence, hear, 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 it is said of such men, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor, with smooth lip, and with a double heart do they speak. Shawa yidabru ish et re'ehu, sifata chilakota belev waleva yidaberu. Shaw yidabru, they speak falsehood, ish etar aihu, man with his neighbor, sifata chilakota, with lips of smooth things, belev walev, with a heart and a heart, yidaberu, do they speak. Rav Chiya of Sepphoris went to Syria to buy wheat. And here, Midrash notes, as Jastro 969b, the ET, the edited text reads, Sura, Sura, a city of Babylonia, the seat of a famous rabbinical academy. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Rav Chiya of Sepphoris went to Syria, or Sura, to buy wheat. Rav Yonatan said to him, when thou desirest wheat, say, I desire barley. And when thou desirest barley, say, I desire wheat, so that the price will not be increased for thee, so that the price will not be increased for the eye. Hence, here, 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 it is said even in today's psalm, in Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, here Hebraically, at the third, the Gamel verse, they speak falsehood, everyone with his neighbor. Shav yedabru ish et ra'ayhu, with smooth lip, sifat chlakot, with smooth lip, lips of smooth things, sifat chlakot, that is to say, they flatter smoothly with their lips, with a double heart do they speak, belev walev yedaberu, belev walev yedaberu. That is to say, there is one word in their mouth and a different one in their hearts, with a heart and a heart. Belev walev. Belev walev. Belev walev. Belev walev. With a heart and a heart. They think one thing, but express the opposite, 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 the opposite. May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today Psalm Mizmor Yod Bey, Yod Bey. May the Lord cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Hear, hear. Today Psalm Mizmor Yod Bey. Hear Psalm 12, the dilate, the fourth verse Hebraically. May the Lord, may Jehovah cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaketh great things. Yakreti Yahuwah, Kola, Sifteyach Lakot, may Jehovah cut off all flattering, flattering, lips, flattering. Lashona mi dabreta gdolot, the tongue that speaketh proud things, big things, great things. Lashon mi daberet, gedolot. Mecha hova, he who be, we be cut off. Yakreti, Yahweh. All flattering lips call sifte chilakot. The tongue, lashon, that speaketh midabret, proud things, gedolot, big things, gedolot. Bar Kapara, taught in the name of Rav Natan, Nathan, so vicious is slander, that long ago David, in the name of Yahuwah's Ruach HaKadosh, in the name of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, Ila Irid, cut off the slanderers by excommunicating him, as is said, may Jehovah cut off, Yakret, Yahuwah, Yakretio, may Jehovah, he who be, we be, cut off, Yakret, Yahuwah, the tongue that speaketh great things, Lashon medabret gedolot, slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Slander is more vicious than the three transgressions that are called great, namely idolatry, adultery, and murder. Moses said of idolatry, oh, this people have sinned, a great sin. Here in Shemot and Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, Moshe said of idolatry, oh, this people have ucked up a great uckery. This people have sinned, a great sin. Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata'a Ha'am Hazeh, Chata'a Gedola, Vayasu Lahem Elohe Zahav. And here, the fuller verse, Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 31. And Moses returned to he who be, who he be, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, this people have sinned, have ucked a great uck, have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Vayashav Moshe Eli Yahuwah, Vayomar Anna Chata Ha'am Hazeh, Chita'a gedola, vayasua lahem, Elohe ezahab. Yosef, exclaimed of adultery in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Enenu agadola babayita hazeh mimeni, lo hasata mimeni miuma ki ima otata ba'asha ata ishto, ve'aika e'eseh ha'ra'ah ha'gdola ha'zota, ve'chatati le'elohim. And here, the fuller verse, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. There's none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me, from I, but to I, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, wretchedness, and sin against Elohim? Enenu agadol ababayita hazeh mimeni, lo chasata mimeni amuma ki imotaka ba'asha ata ishto, ve'eka. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Elohim? Cain said of murder in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Hear. Cain said of murder in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Vayomer Cain Eli Yahuwah, Gadola Eoniya Min So. Hear. Full of verse. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. And Cain said, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Wayomer Kayin Eli Yahuwah, Gadola Eoniya min so, Gadola Evoni min so. My punishment is greater than I can bear, or mine iniquity is more great than that it may be forgiven. Gadol eoniya min so, Gadol evoni min so. But it is written of slander, may Yahuwah, may Jehovah cut off the tongue that speaketh great things, the tongue that speaketh great things, the tongue that speaketh great things. Yakret Yahuwah, Lashona midabreta gedolot, may Yahuwah cut off. Yakret Yahuwah, tongue, Lashon, that speaketh midabret great things, gedolot. And here, Midrash note, the plural, gedolot, great. Here, the word gedolot in Lashon Medabareta gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things or proud things, gedolot, from gadol, great. Here, the word is plural. The plural, gedolot, great. This implies enormities. This implies enormities. Gedolot, the plural, great. The greats, the great things. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. So here, the Midrash note is that gedolot is plural, Hebraically speaking, great in the plural sense, implying enormities. Each instance of slander is accordingly greater than the other offenses taken together. Hence, here, Yakretio, Mecha, cut off, Lashona, Medabreta, Gedolot, the tongue that speaketh great things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Here, today, Psalm Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically, the Hey verse, the fifth verse. Who have said, Asher Amru, who have said, Asher Amru, Lia Lishonenu, Nagabir, our tongue will we make mighty, Sifatenu, Ainai lips, our lips, Sifatenu itanu, are with us. Sifatenu itanu. Mi Adon lanu? Who is Adon over us? Who is sovereign? Who is Lord? Who is Adon, Adawan, over us? Mi Adon lanu? Asher amru ali lishonenu nagbir. Sifatenu itanu. Mi Adon lanu? Who has said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon lanu? Rav Jose ben Rav Chanina said, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. For it is said, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Yod Beit, Psalm 12, Hebraically, the fifth verse, the Hey verse, with our tongue will we prevail. Li lishonenu nagbir. With our tongue we will prevail, or our tongue will we make mighty, will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Mi Adon lanu? Mi Adon lanu? Who is Adon for us? Who is Lord Adon over us? So here, the Midrash note, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow, Re'ayhu, without denying the existence of Ha'adon, without denying the existence of the Lord, the Sovereign. Here, the Midrash note, literally, without denying the root. So this is to say, a man cannot speak slander against his fellow without denying the existence of Ha-Adon, Adon, Adonai, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, or without denying the root. For it is said, with our tongue will we prevail. Who is Lord over us? Li lishonenu nagabir. Mi adon lanu. The defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and seek slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishanenu, 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 with the words of Torah, with the words of Torah. So here, Midrash note on the defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue. Here, the Midrash note is that the word is spelt here without the wow, or some say the vav, but in the ancient Hebrew, the waweh, without the wow after the sheen. So here, looking at the Masoretic, we see a defective spelling of lishonenu, lishonenu, our tongue, the wow being missing after the sheen, So lashon is spelled lamed, sheen, wow, and non. Lamed, sheen, wawa, non. Here, we have lamed, sheen, nun, non, and wow. Lishonenu. Ani lechozer, I repeat, the defective spelling of lishonenu, our tongue, implies that should your tongue become perverse and speak slander of your neighbor, go to and instruct it diligently. Lishonenu, lishonenu, with words of Torah. Elohim ba'atzmo, Elohim himself, God himself, egziavihir rasu. If one dear speaks thus like this, cries out concerning slanderers, for in saying, even in Psalm 94, Mizmor Zadai Dalet, Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against those that speak evil? Mi yakum li, aim, mi ra'im, who will rise up for me? Mi yakum li, against the evildoers. Aim, mi ra'im, who will rise up for me? For I, against those that speak evil. He meant, who can abide those that speak evil? Unless it be Gehenna. But Gehenna cries out, even I cannot abide them. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so the Holy One, blessed be He, says to Gehenna, I from above will punish them, and thou, the I from below. As it is said, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? Sharp arrows from the Mighty One above, with coals of juniper from below. Hear, Psalm 120, Hebraically verses 3 to 4. Hear, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, the Gamel and the Dalet, the Gimel and the Dalet verses, the third and the fourth verses, that reads, Ma hiten leka, ma yosifa lak, lashona remiya, chitze gibora shinunim, aima gacheleya ritamim. What shall be given to thee? Ma yiten leka? And what shall be done to thee? Uma yosif lak? Thou deceitful tongue, lashon remiya, sharp arrows of the mighty, chitzeya gibora shinunim, with coals of broom, aima gacheleya ritamim. Or, what punishment shall be inflicted upon thee, O slanderous tongue? What? Ma punishment. Yitain given leka to thee, Uma Yosifa lak, Lashon Remiya, O slanderous tongue. Sharp arrows from the Mighty One, Chitzeya Gibora Shinunim. Sharp arrows. The Chitzei Gibor, the arrows of the Mighty One, Chitzei Gibor Shnunim, sharp, above, with coals of juniper or broom from below. עם גחלי הרתמים, חיצי גיבור השנונים, עם גחלי רתמים. Coals of juniper, coals of broom, עם גחלי רתמים, רתמים. The roots of rotem, rotem are still used as fuel and throws out much heat. The persecutor had kindled strife and contention, the slanderer. He will be consumed in the fiercely burning fire of divine retribution. Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? Which man is worse, he that smites with a sword or he that smites with an arrow? He that smites with a sword is unable to kill except at close quarters. But he that smites with an arrow shoots it forth so that it kills far away. As is said even in Jeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, that reads, their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. Chayta shochet, the ketib shochet. Chayta shochet, the karei. Chayta shachuta, lishona mirma, dibera befio shalom, eta ra'ehu yidaber, ua bikirboa yasim arbo. And here, Yirmiyahu, full of verse, Jeremiah 9 and 8, their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One, speaketh peaceably, shalom, to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. He lieth in wait. And also, as is said, even in Psalm 57, Hebraic with the fifth verse, sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows. Sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows. Bnei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita Wechitzim, even the sons of Adam. Bnei Adam, Shnehem, whose teeth, their teeth, Chinit, spears, with and Chitzim, and arrows. Bnei Adam, Shnehem, Chinita Wechitzim. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, hear Midrash note. In Buber in the note, but the ET has Rav Shimon ben Yochai, said, why is the evil tongue called a triple-slaying tongue? Why? Namaze. Why is the evil tongue called a triple-slaying tongue? Because it slays three persons. The person speaking, the person spoken to, and the person spoken of. Rav Bebai said in the name of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, we find that in the times of Shaul, of Saul, an evil tongue killed four persons. Doeg, dog, who spoke deceit. Shaul, Saul, who heeded deceit. Nob, the city of the Kohanim, the priests. Of that, deceit was spoken. And Abner, why was he killed? Because he had an opportunity to protest, but did not protest. Rav Zera sent word to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon lived in the house of the exilarch, the exiled ark, the exilarch, where abuses were not uncommon. Refer to Lamentations Rabbah, second edition. Ani lechozer, Rav Zera sent word to Rav Shimon, where thou art, the opportunity for protest lies at hand. Why dost thou not protest? Rav Shimon Simon replied, I am merely one of those men, as Ezekiel 9 and 4 says, that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. Wayomer Yahuwah Elo, the Ketiv Elo, the Kare Elayo. Wayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebura Betoka, Haira Betoka, Yerushalayim, Weahita Wita Tawa, Allah mitzachota ha nashima ha ne nachima we ha ne nakima al kol ha to evota ha na isota betokaha. Here, full of verse. Yechzikel, Ezekiel, and Yahweh, he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark, a tau, a mark, the true cross, the tau, set a mark up on the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Ha. Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betok Yerushalayim, Wehita Wita Tau, Ala Mitzachota Ha'Nashima Ha'Ne Nakim, Wehane Nakim. Ani Lechozer, Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Ebora Betoka Ha'ir, Betoka Yerushalayim, Wehita Wita Tau, Ala Mitzachota Ha'Nashima Ha'Ne Nakim. We hane nakim al kol ha to ebota ha na isota bitokaha. So Rav Shimon replied, I am merely one of those men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof, in the midst of Ha. I am merely one of ha nashim ha ne nachim we hane nakim. I'll call her to ebota ha na esot de tokaha. And hear Midrash note, I am merely one of those men. Thus the PE, the print edition, Yalkut. The ET, the edited text, some say is unintelligible. Rav Shimon means to say that he protested, but the people in the house of the exilarch, the head of the exiles, gave no heed to his protest. Rav Ze'era answered, what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? Begin with them? As in the next verse it says, go ye all through the city and smite, and begin with my consecrated, isecrated ones. Here, Yechezekel, Ezekiel, chapter 9, verses 5-6. Ua le'eile amara be'aznaya, ivrua ba'ira achrayo, haku ala tachosa ainkem, ala tachmol. Here. Verse 5, and to the others he said in mine hearing, go y'all after him through the city and smite and hit. Make not your eye spear, neither have y'all pity. U le'eile amar be'aznai, ibru ba'ira achrayo, haku ala tachosa ainkem, ala tachmolu. Zakena bachuro ua betulla witafa wit nashima tahargua li mashachit wit alkolish asher alayo hatawa ala tikashu ua mi mikadashia tahelu wayahelu ba nashima hazik enima shala lifne hapayit. Here, full of verse 6. Slay utterly old, the eldest and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom the mark, hatau, the tau, the true cross, hatau, the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient, at the elder men, the ancient, that were before the house. Zakeina bachurra ua betula with taf. We nashim tahargu ale mashit we alkol ish asher alayo hatawa ala tikashu uwa mi mikatashia tahelu wa yahelu ba nashim hazikanim asha lifneya habayit. And here the Midrash note Rav's error answer what was done to those who merely sighed and cried? Did not the measure of punishment begin with them? As in the next verse where it says, go ye through the city and smite, wahaku, and begin with my consecrated, with my isecrated ones. Ua miya mikadashi, mi mikadashi, my consecrated ones. Here, here, the midrash, no? As in the next verse, with my consecrated ones. So reads Padua. The words mikdashi, 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 my sanctuary may, by means of a slight change in vowels, be read my consecrated ones. So the verse reads and begin at my sanctuary, by a slight change, mikdashi, may be read as my consecrated, my set apart one, 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 apart one.
Protect our life every day.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem, because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what confirmation of my relationship with Hashem, because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my son from far.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. 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 You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate.
Keep the rubber dog spinning. Let it go. The messenger speaking.
Unto God. O
O God of Ethiopia, or Divine Majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Lack of all right power overthrow them, yeah.
Thank you.
Joy. Yes, I. Get up, stand up. Stand up for the truth and right, the King of Kings, Christ. Yes, I am a Jehovah's covenant of shalom. Peace be with thee. And I and we. Rastafari. Shalom, Havarim. Shalom.